Hi, we're Matt,
Nick,
Adam,
Steve,
and Justin
from IBS. And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
What's going on? Welcome to Friday. This is The Grind, volume 74 right here on punkradiocast.com. If you're a new listener, thanks for tuning in. And if you've been a fan for a while, well, thanks for coming back. My name is Chris, and volume 74, it's going to be a fast one. It's going to be a melodic one. This one's going to be chock full of skate punk. Now, we do have that interview with the guys from IVS. Our Ottawa correspondent Marcus caught up with them recently. That's coming up in the tail end of the show, so around an hour from now. But to get us there, to lead us into that segment, we've got five From the Mailbox artists for you today, ranging from countries like the UK, Austria, Germany, and the United States. Bands like Turn It Red, Save the Embers, Jack Disconnect, Fallen from the Sky, and Wages of Fear. That's not it, though. We've got a grind giveaway coming up in Volume 74 as well. So keep listening, and I'll give you more details as we get a little bit closer to that. Giving away stuff like a 10-foot pole CD. I've got some other CDs I'll be tossing in there, some 10-foot pole stickers. We've got some Grind Punk Radio Cast stickers we'll be going to be tossing in there as well. So like I say, more details coming up. Right now, though, a brand new song from our Russian friends in Trick Shots. You'll be able to find this one on their new full-length album out later this year. This is Drop Down All Guns and Rockets. New stuff there coming from Vladimir Russia's four-piece melodic punk rockers, Trick Shots. Now, if you want to find them online, hit up myspace.com/trickshotsband. Next up, a band from Florida that's been going hard since 2002. They've had the opportunity to have one of their songs featured on an Xbox 360 game, songs featured in multiple films, and in late 2006, known as one of Alternative Press Magazine's 100 Bands You Need to Know in 2007. These guys wrapped up their tour with Newfound Glory and Title Fight last November, and have been working hard on pre-production for their new full-length album. This one is coming off of an older 7-inch of theirs. This is Fallen from the Sky with Victims on the Grind.
Come on,
Victims from Fallen from the Sky. These guys have a ton of stuff in the works right now, heading into the studio in April, actually, with a producer that they can't name quite yet. But like I say, there's a ton of stuff in the works, so stay tuned. Keep checking out their website, myspace.com/fallenfromthesky, for more updates from those guys. Also, if you're on that site, and this is beyond their music, this is a reason just to go in itself. Fallen from the Sky have some webisodes set up there. It's Fallen from the Sky TV. It's full of all sorts of crazy adventures. I've been told that their next episode of Fallen from the Sky TV has to do with Lil Wayne, T-Pain, and the guys from Fallen from the Sky, all in one place. You want to see what the hell's going on with that? Also, if you're in the Florida area this Monday, the 15th of March, at the Talent Farm in Pembroke Pines, these guys will be playing on Monday with Crime in Stereo, The Wonder Years, Protagonist, and Go Rydell. So if you're able to get to that show, make sure you check that out. myspace.com/fallenfromthesky. We've got one more song from these guys in From the Mailbox on Volume 74. This is coming off of their 2005 album, Tune Out the World. The song is called Dead Wrong. Heading to Austria now for our next From the Mailbox band. This is Jack Disconnect with Sick New World.
Motivation and just
Take five guys from Kaffenburg, Austria, put them on tour for more than 5 years, and they'll show the world what it means to live skate punk. That was Jack Disconnect with Sick New World, coming off of their 2009 release, Skate Punk University. They also have a five-song EP entitled Why Can't I that they released in 2006. These guys have shared the stage with bands like Zebrahead, The Flatliners, 3 Feet Smaller, Rent-A-Kill, Strawberry Blondes, and many, many more. We have two more songs from Jack Disconnect in the show today, and if you've had a chance to catch these guys live, you know what kind of a party a Jack Disconnect show can be. Care About Yourself, up next on The Grind. If you want to find Jack Disconnect online, you have a couple options. You can go to www.jackdisconnect.com, or you can head over to myspace.com/jackdisconnect. Also, for Europeans especially, the Fire and Dice Skate Punk and Rockabilly Clothing Shop, which is based out of Austria. It is a top place to purchase lots of cool gear, including merch and music from bands like Jack Disconnect, Low Value, Never Been Famous, and lots of other great stuff there. You can find them on the web at www.fire-n-dice.com. It's Fire and Dice. A wicked shop there, so make sure you check that out. Let's get into this last Jack Disconnect. This was a single. This was the first single coming off of Skate Punk University, receiving great reviews as well as a video shoot. This is Jack Disconnect with Rise and Fall.
Yeah. time runs out. Life has cheated you, so what? Nothing ever goes as planned. Some people tell you everything that you wanna hear. That this danger of and a complex only kept them here. You can win this standing in that line. It's easy to blame somebody else. You have your whole life to do something. That's a lot of time. In a perfect world, we wouldn't spend our time doing something that we should.
And the track we heard right there was Jughead's Revenge with Perfect, coming off of their 1999 release Pearly Gates. Before that, we heard a Sidera track, Fly to the Sun, and started it all off with that last Jack Disconnect track, Rise and Fall. Lots of awesome stuff in the show. Lots of awesome stuff still to come, of course. We've got Marcus's interview with Ontario Melodic Punk Rockers IVS. We've got that Grind 10-foot pole giveaway coming up. And lots more stuff. A few more from the Mailbox Artists, and just some other random tracks that I think you'll like. Now, we did hear a Sidera track in there that was Fly to the Sun. Sidera, a band that is getting great reviews from all over the place. Three quarters of the band coming from the popular 90s band Longfellow. And in fact, some big news, Jughead's Revenge are doing some reunion shows for their 20th anniversary coming up here, including a show on Saturday, March the 20th, at the Scotland Yard Pub in Canoga Park, California. And the bassist from Sidera, our buddy Eric, will be filling in on bass for Jughead's Revenge. Let's hear another track from Sidera. If you want to find them online, myspace.com/Sidera, S-E-D-E-R-R-A. And the song we've got coming up is Designer Drugs. We've got a four-pack of new punk rock tracks from our Nardcore friends in Ventura, California, Wages of Fear. That was the first of four from them, called Who's the Judge? If you want to find them online, it's myspace.com/wagesoffearband. This one's called Drive Through Smackdown. Of Fear. That song was called Trainwreck, and before that we heard Drive Through Smackdown. Like I said before, these are all brand new songs coming from Wages of Fear. Thanks for hooking us up with that. Now, our last track today from Wages of Fear. I don't know if this ever happens to you, but sometimes I definitely get caught in this trap. I'll look up at the time on my monitor and realize I've been magnetized by MySpace. In case you're wondering, we have two more From the Mailbox featured artists coming up before we get into our IVS interview with Marcus. We've got a little bit more music in there, and of course, the Grind giveaway with the 10-foot pole swag. But right now, I'm going to tease you on that just a little bit. Right now, I'm going to tell you what's coming up next week on the Grind, big old volume 75. I can't believe we've made it this far, but we have. A lot of the artists on today's show actually are coming from recommendations from our fans, from our listeners. So don't be shy. We've got lots of web presence. We've got our MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. We've got a couple different things on Facebook. You can just search The Grind on punkradiocast.com in the search field for Facebook. And we've got a fan page up there, as well as a group page that's been around. And if you're liking the style of the show, if you're liking what you're hearing, if you can put up with me talking between songs, I appreciate it. It would be great if you would become a fan or join our group, and we will keep you updated with what events are coming up. Like next week's show, Friday, March the 19th, our Calgary correspondent, Stacey Steele, is going to be locking down some interviews on the big Alexis on Fire, Cancer Bats, Billy Talent, and Against Me tour that is currently making its way across Canada. We're still working out some of the details, but for sure we will have an interview with Against Me as well as an interview with Cancer Bats. And more than likely, we're going to have an interview with Alexis on Fire as well. Details aren't completely confirmed on that. And like you'll hear later today, all of our interviews come with some banging tracks from said artist. So if you're fans of that band, you'll want to make sure to tune in to The Grind Friday, March 19th at your selected time. We're talking 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European Time, and I believe that works out to being the next day. So for all you Aussies, it's going to be the Saturday at 6 a.m., If you want to get up early and catch The Grind on punkradiocast.com, or maybe you're just still up drinking from the night before. I mean, it's a Friday night, right? That being said, if you happen to miss a show and you're thinking, you know, I've got some better things to do than sit in front of a computer for 2 hours on a Friday night because I've got a big party coming up. I'm going to try and try and get a little bit closer to that chick that I've been working for a little while. Whatever the case, that's why we have all of our volumes, all 73 volumes so far. This one's going to be up there very soon on our MySpace page. You can go on there and stream or download all of the previous volumes. And of course, we haven't done this for a little while, and I've been really lazy on the video editing, but we do have videos as well. Next week, I'll be catching up with the Real Mackenzies and the Dreadnoughts. We're going to be bringing a camera to that, so we'll be packaging together some of the interview footage along with some performance footage. And that's what we do. We bundle it all up here and put a nice little punk rock bow on it and give it to you to consume in whatever way you want, and maybe shit it out. I don't know. Either way, I'm talking way too much. I think we need to do this right now. The Grind Gear Giveaway. We have a copy of 10 Foot Pole's Insider album that came out back in 1998. We're going to be giving that away along with some other CDs that we have kicking around the Grind office, some 10 Foot Pole stickers, and some Punk Radio Cast and Grind stickers that we've done up recently as well. So following this chunk of music, listen for the details and listen where you have to email. And if you're a fan of 10 Foot Pole, if you're a fan of stickers, if you're a fan of free stuff, and having to do little work for it, then you're going to want to get in on this contest. Right now, though, this is 10 Foot Pole coming off of their 1994 release, Rev, with a song called Old Man.
Place where everybody knew their neighbors. It's just like a story. That's a type of life I've never known.
Oh man, you're leaving now, taking with you things I've never known. I wondered where you're going, and if it would be like your old home. I hope you find the place you're looking for. I hope you find the place you're looking for.
Okay, so that track right there, that's the track in question. That is what can help you win the Grind 10-foot pole giveaway right now on the show. What I need you to do is send me an email to thegrindprc@gmail.com with the subject 10-foot pole giveaway. And I need the answer to this question. What is the next track on the album that song we just heard came off of? For bonus points, for extra stickers, for maybe another extra CD or two, tell me what label it was released on and what year. And if that's too hard, then I guess I will add the 10-foot pole CD Insider into a future contest. But I think I'll be giving it away today. So the answer that we're looking for is, what is the name of the next track that follows the song that we just heard right there from 10-foot pole? Hit me up at thegrindprc@gmail.com. First correct answer in my inbox will win. I might not get back to you right away. And now a band that has just finished playing a few dates in Canada, and now they're heading back to Europe, kicking it all off on the 19th with a show in Russia. We're talking about This Is a Standoff. They'll be playing shows all over the European continent and the UK with all sorts of fucking awesome bands. So if you're in Europe, make sure you get out to one of these shows. This Is a Standoff, coming from Be Excited. This is You Won't Pass. Heard a track there from Nuremberg, Germany's Save the Embers. They are back on the grind with a new vocalist and EP to boot. We featured these guys back on volume 57 of the show, had an interview with them. Also, coincidentally, Mark is doing that interview in Europe for the grind. And like I say, new 3-track EP from these guys. The song that we just heard was called Everett. Let's hear another one from that. Save the Embers. This is Benchmarks. We'll be right back. Awesome tracks there from Germany's Save the Embers. Now these guys are heading for a European tour coming up in April and May, where they'll be visiting a great number of countries. Since we last spoke to them, they have a new vocalist named Marco, who has a great hardcore voice and adds a new dimension to the Save the Embers sound. If you want to find them online, maybe pick up the new through-track EP, all you have to do is go to www.savetheembers.com. Let's get into our last track from Save the Embers. This is My Great Revelation, and it's right here on The Grind.
Without that, won't lose my time and vanity. always something else that's burning deep inside you.
I mentioned off the top of the show that this was going to be a melodic skate punk type show. I neglected to mention the amount of new material that we do have for you on the show today. That song right there, also a brand new song named Episode 7, Alistair Moondust, and that's coming from the UK band Turn It Red. They have a brand new EP out called All Time Will Show, and we've got three tracks, including that one you just heard, on the show for you today. If you want to pick the EP up for yourself, just head over to iTunes and look up Turn It Red. The EP again is All Time Will Show. I fucking love the double kicks on this stuff. Let's get to another track, and then I will give you some more info about the band. If you maybe want to look ahead, head over to myspace.com/turnitred. This right here is Turn It Red with The Biggest Mouths Inside the Keyboard. Fast and fun skate punk there from Turn It Red. That's all coming off, all the songs you're hearing today from Turn It Red, coming off of the All Time Will Show EP. That was recorded with Alex from the band Jet Market while in Rome at Hellsmell Studios. Turn It Red also went on a little bit of a tour of Europe during that same time, playing shows in places like Hungary, France, and Austria. Now, I mentioned you can pick up these songs on iTunes. Also, there's going to be a physical format of this EP coming out, so you'll want to head over to myspace.com/turnitred to keep tabs on that. And just a little hint, just a little bit of inside information that that might help you get this album for free. I understand that if you send a pair of used socks to Sir Bobbert, care of the Turnit Red Band, then you might be getting a free physical copy of that album right in your mailbox. That about does it for From the Mailbox. One more track from these guys, and then into Marcus's interview with melodic skate punkers from Ottawa, IVS. We're going to hear their song Black Eyes, but right now, this is Turnit Red with If I Can't See Far, It's Because Giants Are Standing on My Shoulders. It's right here on The Grind, Volume 74.
Stop now.
Stop now.
Stop trying. Just save your time and we'll give this one last try. Hey, this is Mark reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. I'm hanging out with the guys in IVS from Mississauga, Ontario. The guys just played a show last night here in Ottawa. An awesome show, by the way, guys. You really rocked it. So thanks again for finding some time to do this. Before we get things rolling, can you please say your name and what role do you play in the band?
I'm Matt. I play guitar and shred and sing.
I'm Justin. I play bass and sing.
My name is Nick. I play guitar and I'm MapQuest.
My name is Steve and I play guitar.
I'm Adam. I play drums.
So for the people that never heard of IVS, can you please give the listeners a brief bio of the band?
Well, like Mark previously mentioned, we're from Mississauga, Ontario, and we've been playing together in other bands for a long time. But this current lineup, we've been together for 3 years. We released an album, and we like to rock.
Awesome. How are shows going for the band? Any plans to head over to the States or overseas if it comes up at some point?
Well, States and overseas is definitely a possibility within the next couple of while, but nothing really set in stone. As for shows, it's going pretty good. We just played a show up here in Ottawa last night, and we're playing two shows with Useless ID next month and in April.
I know that IVS and Mute are good friends. Do both bands, talking about shows again, look to get a mini tour happening in the future?
We'd really love to play with those guys. Awesome guys, great guys, awesome band as well. So I think it'd be a lot of fun if we set something together. Nothing has been planned as of yet, but hopefully in the future, who knows?
Yeah, we actually played with them in, when was it, November?
Yeah.
And it was an awesome show, but it was a one-shot. If that could be extended for a whole tour, it would be amazing.
Does it help that you guys like have similar styles in terms of like, you know, punk metal influences?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's I guess we all like each other's bands, so it only makes sense for someone, you know, if someone likes one band, someone will like both bands, and
exactly.
It'd be a good show. You know?
Yeah, for sure. You guys released an album in 2009, Rest Assured, We Are Not Your Saviors. Again, on the Skate Punkers blog and forum, it was rated one of the best albums that year, so good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. After years of working on the album, what's the response been so far from around the world?
So far, it's been really good. Most of our sales and stuff go to Europe and Japan, which is really cool.
South America, too.
South America, too, definitely. And I don't know. I think like we're pretty happy with it, and it's still going pretty good. So
yeah, I was actually even surprised by the amount of response that we got from it.
Especially overseas.
Yeah, definitely.
No, exactly. Yeah, as you said, most of your fans are from Europe and Japan. Like, how does it feel to have such a widespread fan base?
Feels great.
Yeah,
it makes you feel that, you know, all the time and effort you put in, you know, worthwhile.
Exactly.
Yeah, it feels really good knowing that, like, you know, we made an album in a shitty suburb of Toronto, and people all around the world are listening to it and digging it. It's amazing.
Hey, it's the seventh largest city in Canada, man.
I know.
You hear that?
No, I think they heard it. Yeah. IVS, speaking again of overseas, is featured on a compilation in Japan on Fast Circle Records, one of the best upcoming labels in that country. The comp is called Get the Fucking Out. How did that happen?
It's
been too long.
What happened was, I think we got contacted asking if we would like to do, like, write an unreleased song for a compilation. Or we already had a song just like lying around, so we figured, you know, why not see if we could try to get it on, and I guess that's how it happened.
And that song, To the Core?
Yep, DK. Right?
Yep.
And I guess you guys just released that on MySpace recently?
Yes, it's brand new. Check it out.
Yeah, for sure. Any bands you recommend from your scene, or obviously if you dig any bands internationally lately?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be many bands around our scene lately. A couple of bands are breaking up.
The Nohawks was a good one if they get back together.
Yeah, internationally.
Mute, of course. Never Been Famous from Austria.
I think they'll be listening to that too, so that'll
cool,
be
awesome.
Yeah.
New Craig's Brother album is something I'm looking forward to.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
What else about you guys? What do you guys?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of Scum Dumb lately. Great band.
I've been pretty much listening to a lot of Versailles and Gallinarius. They're awesome Japanese metal bands.
I just listen to audiobooks.
He likes to learn.
The kings, the ones.
So what are future plans for IVS? Anything that you can share with us?
Yeah, actually we have some big news. We are recording a split CD with the Montreal band Reset, and recording's actually going to start today, so look forward to it.
And everything's going to be done at your place, Matt,
I'm recording, I'm being the engineer and the producer for this project.
So the big boss, the main man.
Just call him Mixmaster Matt.
Yep, that's what they call me in high school.
Ukrainian high school.
That's a terrible freaking name, man.
Where can people reach you online? I know you have a MySpace, and again, where can people buy your album?
You can reach us online, again, at our MySpace, at our Gmail account, which is killivs@gmail.com.
MySpace.com/IVS.
Yeah, that would work. Damn it.
Okay. And you can purchase our albums through Interpunk, CD Baby,
iTunes.
What about Japan? I know you guys talked about got Distro.
Oh, the distribution deal in Japan. So
We have that through Tangpang Records.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you can find our CDs.
Just look for the picture of the pants.
Just look for the picture of the pants. It's in stores at Tower Records, HMV, and shit, what's the third one?
I don't know.
Disc Union?
Disc Union is a possibility, I think. Yeah. It might be.
That's
no problem. So yeah, before we sign off, any last words that you'd like to say to the listeners and obviously the fans of IVS?
I just want to thank you for supporting us and enjoying our stuff.
Yeah.
Make us want to keep on going.
Come out and come party.
Yeah, keep up the good work, you guys, and we'll keep up good work, too, on our end.
Musically.
Yeah.
For sure.
And spiritually.
We can be spiritual guiders.
Get rid of Steve.
We actually are your saviors. Don't believe the title of the CD.
That's awesome. Guys, thanks again for your time. Again, I hope you enjoyed Ottawa last night. Very good show, especially being your first show here. So good luck with everything, man. And this is Mark reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Well, that's it for Volume 74 of The Grind today on punkradiocast.com. Song we just heard there from IVS was Funeral for an Acquaintance. And in the middle of Marcus's chat with the band, we heard one of their songs called The Plague. Make sure you guys tune in next week. That's Friday, March 19th, for Against Me, Cancer Bats, and quite possibly an interview with Alexis on Fire. Plus, lots more great stuff. Keep sending in your recommendations, and I will catch you next time on The Grind.